dust. Life after 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 dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest my chicks and the real rap spitting dudes, R&B and gospel, and all of the above, and it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, CJ. My co-host is with the most is my girl, Taryn Lemonske.
You already know. What's up, everybody?
So, yeah, y'all. This is a Wednesday. You know how I do it every Wednesday. Is the Hump Day After Dusk edition of the show. And, you know, I'm going to give y'all something very special that we tell you every single Hump Day, and that's it. On Hump Society, please do it responsibly. So
yes.
You guys got that little tidbit out the way. I'll let you know about some of the crazy stuff that's going down the show tonight. Of course, we're going to be talking about a couple of stories. One of the stories that a lot of people already know, have heard already, is about Rihanna and this drug overdose stuff going on. Another story we're going to talk about is a carjacker who apparently got caught because of some really stupid thing, which I'll have to find out in a second what that's all about. And on today's interview, future interview is going to be my girl, Miss Diamond, model Miss Diamond, a.k.a. on Twitter at 21 Diamonds. That's with a Z at the end. And it's definitely a great look to, just be able to just have so many great people coming through. And a lot of y'all, if y'all remember correctly, Miss Diamond has a connection to a person who was on the show last week. And that was my boy, Mike Microwave. And it's big ups to him for coming through the show. And it was definitely a ball having him. And he shared stuff. He showed a lot of love to Miss Diamond. So this guy, he's going to be crazy. I'm in here a minute. So, that being said, no, Taryn, as far as we're going to go ahead and go to the first story. And I got to get for those of y'all that's kind of late and don't know yet what's going on as far as what's this whole hoopla about Rihanna. Well, hey, we'll help you with that. Okay, so after 2 days of being missing, Rihanna is spotted coming out of a doctor's office. And, wow. She suffered a mystery medical issue. And they did a quick search for the doctor's office that Rihanna was spotted, which was in Beverly Hills or not. And a number of general practitioners, along with a few ophthalmologists. And they were, oh, Lord. So it wasn't even about to, there was originally, you know, they were talking about she possibly suffered from drugs. Thank you, Taryn.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that she's having a drug overdose, but no, because we're getting to that. But apparently, she's apparently coming out of a clinic which is known for being the STD testing clinic. So they specialize in substance abuse.
Crazy! It's crazy, I'm wondering you. I don't know. I mean, Teddy, what's really your thoughts on it? Because I look at it from, like, what if she... I mean, if you pay attention to stars, though, you have to realize, like, they are still humans. You know what I'm saying? So they're still going to make weird decisions. But if you pay attention to how full and thick a lot of females are, or how full, or how even, you know what I'm saying, more healthier certain artists look to now, they get skinnier and their appearances are different. And you really never know what they're going through. So, I mean, it could be... It can go either way. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, it could be substance abuse, or it could be maybe, I mean, I hope it's nothing with an STD, but, I mean, you never really know. So I just feel like it's crazy, but it's not the unexpected, I wouldn't say. It's nothing you would expect, but it's, like, not surprising, I guess you would say.
I mean, no, here's a crazy thing, you know, about the ordeal, is she actually ended up missing... She's been missing a few shows. It's actually a show here in the area. She actually missed doing that concert, which is supposed to be yesterday, over this incident. So, you say, you know, it had to be extra serious.
Yeah,
gone for two whole days.
Yes, definitely. Well, it's more than an STD then. You know what I'm saying? Because when it comes to that, you know, I wouldn't think that you would have to stay out of the light, you know what I'm saying, for 2 days. So it might be something a little... more serious, whatever it is. I hope she gets over that, you know, and gets the help that she needs. And she's smooth, to be honest, because that's crazy. Yeah, missing two shows and the type of foundation she has built, that is kind of big and crazy. So,
it's gonna be all money.
Yeah, a lot of money.
That's the whole thing about her. She's not thinking on that type of stuff. She's, you know, you can't sit here and complain about money. You know, some people, you know, they only do this if it's an appearance, da 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 da. And you obviously that's paying for these concerts to come out, and you miss it. But the thing was, they were saying that people will be getting a chance to, you know, to use those same tickets to be able to catch a makeup show. But, you know, if she has a lot of. Who's to tell when that next time would be?
Mm-hmm. Anything can happen. Just like Wayne, you know, when he was going through that stuff and he OD'd on an airplane, on his jet, I mean. So you really never know what's going to happen, to be honest. So it's crazy. It's so crazy, though. And I saw that, it shocked me, to be honest, because I didn't hear about it. So it's like, whoa. Like, it shocked me. I can't say that. But it was just like, well, Ree, hope you get it together. But I do want to know, like, what's going on, Ree. I wish he was on the show. We need to try to get an interview with Ree.
I know. But you know, she be watching. She be playing from interviews like crazy. Because, you know, she already know how people, you know, the questions when they come slinging at her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she already knows.
Now, so as far as you know, of course, you know, guys, you know, we do the segment later on the show where we allow you to open the phone lines, we allow you to share your thoughts. So if you have any thoughts on the Rihanna situation, be sure to stay tuned for later on the show where we'll be opening the phone lines, allowing you to share your thoughts. Okay, so another issue on the back burner, well, not necessarily on the back burner, but on the stove today, y'all, man. I mean, people, if you're going to jack a car, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. At least know at least know when you jack that car, hey, I better know how to drive it. That's stupid. Why would you jack something you can't drive or attempt, because now you didn't do too well? Okay, so apparently a car jack got caught because he couldn't drive a stick shift.
Wow.
Federal prosecutors say a New Jersey man whose bid to carjack a Porsche NFL because he couldn't drive a stick shift. He's now headed to prison. He'll be serving Mr. Anthony Reynolds of Newark. Man, come on, Jersey, what's going on, freaking Jersey? Received a 55-month sentence on Monday, which he pleaded guilty last September to motor vehicle theft.
Wow.
You know, I mean.
That's retarded. That's pure retarded. I don't really know what else to say about that. That's just stupid. Why would you steal a car that you can't drive? You could tell there's a lot of thought put into that one. Most definitely. A lot of thought put into that one.
Yeah, I mean, really, just really think on that. I mean, if you're gonna go jack a car, you didn't know nothing. At least, okay, let's say, for instance, you know, I'm gonna go take a car. Now, kind of since I wanted to take a car, I already knew about that car. I'm gonna take it for somewhat. So I'm not gonna go hop in any car. Especially if I know I can't drive it. That just makes no freaking sense. I don't know, man. Like, dude, you are an extra fail. I don't. Why would you even have a car? That's like saying, I'm going to go cook for a million people. I don't know how to cook, and I don't know how to heat up some of the microwave. That makes absolutely no sense. It's just really stupid. So, I don't know, dude. Like, yeah. You know, I hate to say it this way, but I think he deserves it in prison because how stupid could you possibly be?
Mhm. Yeah, that's just people losing their minds, man. Honestly, I can't come up with any type of conclusion for that one. That one's just pure stupidity.
Yeah, there's still nothing you ain't ready to use. I mean, you don't know how to use, right? So I don't know. Yeah, we'll let him fan himself off in this stick on that for a little bit. All right. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna go ahead and go to a quick music break, and we come back. We have to give you some more Life That Does Live here every Wednesday and Monday and Friday.
Yes, all right, yes,
so
yes.
We're going to play this track with my boy, Microwave. And this is actually the song for the video that actually led Microwave and Miss Diamond for working with each other. So here we go. This is Love Affair. All right, while waiting on it a little more, we have some technical difficulties for a moment, so please bear with us just a moment. But while we're waiting on that, I want to go ahead also to let people know that this summer, in July, I will be releasing. No, I released. Remember, I told you on Monday, guys, I had a secret that was getting ready to be come put out there. So I put it out there, and this summer I will be releasing a magazine, not just any other magazine. It's a magazine that's doing something a little different than the usual, and that's, no, it'll be featuring different tattoo artists. It'll be featuring artists and models that, you know, that they're giving them a chance, giving them an outlet to be able to display something they usually don't, and make it the forefront. Because sometimes some models get put out of job, don't really get the jobs they want or whatnot. I don't get the features because people are like, I don't want nobody has a tattoo. So one of the big points we're going to be doing from this is tear down the stigmas. So I just cannot wait.
It's big work, real big work, man. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, we still... It's still out bear with me. We're over here. Everything's acting like it's on crack cocaine right now. Y'all got to bear with me for a second. And we had this music out on. And also, too, another thing I wanted to mention as well. If you have not checked it out already, go to dustspot.blogspot.com. You go there, you can check out all the issues of our weekly newsletter that we do over on the Dust Spot. And you can check out issue number 89. Check it out. And see some of the hot stuff that's going on there. Okay, looks like we back in the building. There was a player hating on me for a second. It was like, we out right here doing nothing. Okay, so we finally got out of the basement, whatever they're trying to throw us in right now. Oh man! And if it's Diamond, if that you're online, please bear with us. Okay, good. She's not here yet. Say, woo, Lord! All right, let's try this again.
Something like perfection. Usually I'm not the type to just approach a chick, but I don't wanna have to take the time to reminisce. I'm never talking to her cause I was a timid dude. Time for this young MC to bust a move. Gotta take that right route, like a receiver, intention to bag the diva. Oh man, staring at me, so now I gotta speak. How was you? I just had to let you know that I really like your style and I can't keep it on the low. And I was hoping I could see you outside of this mall. She put a number in my drawer to say, give me a call.
Just might be a very special All right, we're back on Life That Does Live. This is your boy, Steady J, and like my girl, Tara, the most good. My co-host
in
is the most good. We are.
We're back.
And that was Microwave's track, Love Affair. I told him last week, you know, that's my joint right there. It's crazy. This song is a couple of years old, too. It's still jam. So big ups to him doing that. Why did we play that today as well? Because it ties in perfectly to who I'm about to bring into the air right now, and that is the very beautiful, talented lady who is the first lady of Out of Limits Music. And I get to find out why she's shining bright like a diamond. Everybody, welcome to the show, my girl, Miss Diamond. What's up, Miss Diamond?
Hey. Hi, how
doing?
Hi,
lady.
We are right.
I'm doing
good. That's what's up. What's going on tonight?
No, we're glad to have you. You know, definitely, you know, I got a chance. My first time checking the video was last week, and I was like, oh, okay. I got a chance to really check it out. I was like, okay.
That was actually my first video.
You were like the girl next door looking at you. You was like, damn.
I
don't know where the same video is. So it throws you out. Yes, y'all ain't seen the video.
That.
Y'all got to check it out. Like, if Diamond, she sneak up on you. She's like, why she jumped to a phone booth like Superman on your tongue.
I hear that.
So, first off, you know, I want to give you an opportunity to let everybody know who you are, where you're from, and also how you actually got started into modeling.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, as y'all heard, I'm Miss Diamond. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, of course. I got started modeling by, I guess you could say, by accident. one of my homegirls, she did a photo shoot with a photographer she knew, and I thought her pictures were gorgeous. And I set up a first shoot with him. It was supposed to be me and my boyfriend at the time. We was going to take pictures together, but then we broke up, and I already paid for it, so I did my first shoot. And from that first shoot, it went to doing two fashion shows, meeting new designers, meeting so many different photographers and everything. It just went from there, and that was just my first year modeling. Like, yeah, right now, like, I would say I'm a little almost 4 years in, and it seems to get better and better every year.
Well, definitely.
That's good.
You know, you said you do a lot of big things right now, and you know, I check out your images. You think you do a really good job. It's not lackluster. You give us a little bit of everything, which is important for models don't just be stuck in one area. I get really bored when a model just does one thing.
That's understandable. That's how I feel too. Like when I look at modeling, I don't understand how people can just decide, oh, they want to be a video model or they just want to do eye candy. I'm like, yeah, you make money in those areas, but that's not what modeling is, pretty much. Like, that's not, like, modeling is a person, not just a female, but a person who can sell anything. They can take pencils and make pencils look good. Like, you have to show whoever is hiring you that you can pretty much fit in any type of area and make it work. And that's where I, like, with all my photo shoots, I try not to do the same thing twice. Anything I ever do, I try, even if I do it twice, I try to make it different to where don't nobody know it's the same thing I did before.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you even had some steamy pictures, like the one where the guy was wrapping his arms around you. So that was, I was like,
That's the picture with me and my fiance. He's been getting into modeling a little bit. He don't focus on it too much, but like he does his thing. I think he's actually supposed to be featured in this magazine called Simply De La Jour. That was his first featured thing. I don't know which Matt which month is coming out, but I know he's getting submitted in it, and like that's gonna be his first publishing. So when I found out about that, I was excited.
it was definitely a hot. It wasn't like, you know, of course, you know, we can see the love in the picture and stuff, but on a professional point of view too, I mean, I just did a really good job together in that picture. So I definitely liked that one, but.
Thank you.
As far as I'm pushing the spot, I love this question, putting you models on the spot. And who's your favorite photographer that you've worked with so far?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
That's a hard question. That is an extremely hard question for real. Like, I try not to work with the same photographers over and over again, just so my portfolio will have so many different ideas and things in it. But I don't have one favorite photographer, because after working with so many people, I form relationships with them, and they become friends, not just photographers. And it's like I love their work. Like, I'm one of the main models for Age Grease Photography in Atlanta, and I love working with him. He is a blast. One of my favorites in North Carolina right now is K&O Photography. I also work with him on one of his personal models. Like, I don't have one set. Even Christopher Buck, he's based out of Newnan, Georgia, and he first got me into doing real implied work and everything, and I don't do it that much, but, like, I love working with him. Like, he makes it fun, and he makes me feel like, even though it's not that much there, I still feel comfortable and relaxed to where the pictures come out great and everything. Like, I don't have a complete favorite.
Okay, I'm gonna stick Tara. You trying to hide from me right now, so I'm gonna let you breathe in me for a second and let you talk to my girl Tara Lamonsky, who is a fellow model herself.
I am. How you doing, hon?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. I definitely feel where you're coming from, though, with the photographer thing. So she played it safe, though, man. You can't get on no interview and say your favorite, because you're going to get a million calls and texts like, oh, so that's how you feel? But I do want to ask you, what's one thing that really keeps you driven? Like, what can you say to models that, you know, are trying to come up? Like, what should they do? What should they focus on? What helps you focus?
The main thing that keeps me going is the fact that I love doing it. Modeling, it makes me so comfortable. It's like doing photo shoots help me relieve stress. It relaxes me. It's fun. I love meeting new people, so it's a great way to do that. But for models coming up, personally, the first thing I would tell them is don't jump straight to videos and eye candy. You got to work your way up. Like, the best place to start is glamour and fashion and other things before you get there. If you jump straight into that, then you miss out everything else from all the other categories. And, like, if I went and just turned down anything, I would, honestly, anybody should try everything at least once, unless it's something that you really feel like you're not going there, but you should try all the different areas once just to say, I did that and I either love it or I hate it. But if it's something that people really want to do, don't do it just because you think it's going to make you money, but you should do it because it makes you happy. Because don't nobody want to be stuck in a job just because it pays them. That's when it actually becomes work. When you're doing something because it makes you feel good, it no longer becomes a job. It becomes a hobby that you just happen to get paid for.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's more of a passionate thing for you. It's more you running off of passion.
Yeah.
So I feel that. Yeah, I definitely feel that. I agree.
It really is. And like I said, it was something that I just stumbled on. Like, I didn't grow up wanting to be like Tyra Banks or anything like that. Honestly, like, I'm in school right now for paralegal and culinary arts. That has nothing to do with modeling. Those are two completely different categories away from that.
Exactly.
But it's something I love doing, and it's not pushing me away from what I already want to do. It's good. It's not like I don't see anything bad about it unless you make something bad out of it.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's one thing with models that don't understand, though, and that's what I touch base on all the time, and I can't stress it enough, that females are coming up, and it's just like they see images through the entertainment world, and they do it for attention. So the first thing they do is get naked for the camera.
That's
like, oh, I'm going
to
blow up.
That's
exactly.
The wrong way to do it, because they got to realize that everything now is on the internet. And once it gets on the internet, it don't go away. But they need to make sure that whatever they're doing now is something they're going to be able to live with the rest of their life. Because no matter what, it can pop up. Your kids can get older, stir something, and boom, there's mommy. They need to be able to say, you know what, that's my mom, she did her thing, and look where she at now.
Exactly.
It don't need to be a shame. You don't need to get a phone call because your kid's fighting because some little boy found your mom's naked photos on the internet. Like, they need to be able to say they're proud that their mom did this because it was something that made her feel good, something that made her happy, and she moved on for it.
Yeah, it has to basically be something you're not going to regret. I mean, it's different with other situations, because I've had some crazy situations happen, you know, because you're not going to have just a straight, smooth road or path when it comes to modeling. I don't care who you are.
Oh, of course not. Of course not. It's always going to be those bumps in the road where people doubt what you're doing, or they don't think you're good enough and you doubt yourself, or just those photo shoots that was spur of the moment, and you'd be like, damn, I shouldn't have did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, all that stuff happens, but it's how you, it's all of it is lessons in the end. You gotta learn something from it. All right, I did that. I know not to do that mess again. So when it pops up later on down the line, at the end of the day, you're like, I learned my lesson from that, and it can't haunt me later on down the line.
Exactly. Yep. Very smart. I'm glad that you look at it from that type of point, too. You look at it future-wise. Because that's what I always told myself, like, that's what I wanted to do. And I know a lot of people judged me when I did do it implied. And it wasn't nothing that you could see. It was more artistic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was actually supposed to be a body paint shoot. I was supposed to be painted like a cheetah. And it was pouring down rain. And I was getting paid for this. So I'm like, well, I already had got half the money. So I'm like, I'm not going to spend these. You know what I mean? So I got out there and was like, you know what? Cover me up with a screen. Let me get in my position. You know, let me pose. And we're good. And all you can see is my silhouette. And so many people's like, oh, you said you would never do it implied. You said this and that. I'm still proud of that picture to this day. Okay?
And
so it's like,
yeah, good. Like, a lot of people, they, like, with this type of business, a lot of people are going to have so much stuff to say about what you do. And I realized that it used to bother me. I used to, like, when I first got into doing, like, when I first did topless, like, the first thing I thought about was what my parents say. And then I was like, you know what?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm covered up, because it's real artistic, because you're not seeing anything you're not supposed to see, my mom is going to like it. And my mom loved all of them. I don't think there's any photos that my mom has ever told me that she hates. And
that's
another thing that don't make me not want to do it anymore.
I have
yet to have something come up to where my mom felt some type of way, and I was like, well, maybe I should stop.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to, and I mean, that's another thing, too, is what we don't understand. Like, I get bothered sometimes because, you know, when you get so far out there, you might not look at yourself how others do. Because I still look at myself like I'm a regular person, regardless if I do radio co-hosting, a model, go to school, whatever I'm doing. And then so many people that will see you out and comment on your Instagram, like, oh, yeah, her pictures are in LA. Or, yeah, I saw you the other day in Target. And, yeah, you had on regular clothes, but you're so pretty. And I'm just looking like, what am I supposed to have on? You know what I'm saying? Like, am I supposed to be photo shoot ready in the streets? But you have to understand, when you enter the entertainment world, nothing, you have to be careful. Like, because I got to a point to where I forgot how to have a personal life. And it's like, you know, people look like, oh, she's so perfect. I really did not have a personal life. I'm talking about I was traveling from place to place. And people would be like, oh, she's in Miami. She's here and there. I wasn't living. I was just there. You know what I'm saying? I was there for the business.
Yeah.
I wasn't enjoying the fact that I was in Miami. I was just business, 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 business. I didn't even know how to be personal anymore.
That's
so
how it was the time I went to Miami, and I hated it. I was so mad after. So I was like, Dad, I'm in Miami, and I'm in my hotel room.
Exactly. I didn't go to no beach. All I did was do photo shoots and stayed in my room, and I ate a whole bunch of Cuban food, and I had, like, 2 mango smoothies every day because I was in love with those things because they're, like, 100% like mango. And I'm like, other than that, I didn't live. And I feel like, I said, like, when you come into this modeling stuff, you don't understand there's so much to this. It's like you have to have the right mentality, because if you don't, you will get, like, you will get ate alive for real, or you will
yeah,
eat yourself.
A lot of people
like, that's just how it is.
They want to jump into it, and they don't see there's other stuff that goes on. Like, so many people, they want to get in the music industry. And I'm like, make sure when you go, you got your head on right, because jumping into
mm-hmm.
that's like jumping in a deep side of a pool.
Jumping in head first.
Like,
yep.
it's gonna kill you. And I'm like, you gotta be ready. Like, people ask me all the time, why are you so focused on school? I'm like, because if this modeling stuff don't pay my bills, I need some to fall back on.
Mm-hmm. You never
like,
know what's gonna happen.
That's what it is. Like, you always gotta have a plan B. You always gotta have a plan C. Like, that's how it is. You gotta have backup. You gotta be ready. Like, it's not as easy as it seems. Like, people don't realize paparazzi don't follow them home. Paparazzi don't be in their house. They don't see the stuff that the people actually go through in the business. They just see
mm-hmm.
after the fact. Like, it's a lot of hard work. It's not easy.
It's not at all, and that's what I tell people all the time, you know, because I get messages all the time from young girls reaching out, like, put me on, and I'm just like, what makes you want to do this? You know, that's the first thing I ask, what makes you want to do this? Because you see me taking a few pretty pictures, and you think that that's just how it's going to go. It's not. Because, like, I have a story behind every single photo shoot that I have done, whether they're good or they're bad. But
mm-hmm.
I have a story. You know what I mean? And some of them, I wouldn't even sell them.
I'm putting more frustrated too because, you know, like first, like you said, a lot of people are just not ready to, you know, they think it's going to be easy and whatnot. Like, for instance, you know, one thing I commend you about, and it's kind of shameless and promoted at the same time too, is that she always, you know, I'll be there trying to check my head. Ms. Diamond is on just by posting something, saying something, whatever. And not only did you come in, you brought CS was on there frequently, and you got Microwave, you brought with you too. It's just that kind of stuff there. Like, you know, there's something else if you want me, they always hit me up, they always ask you for something, but they don't never be like, what can I do to look out for you? You know, people, we talked about this on Monday, don't ask somebody, you can't get mad at somebody, don't support you if you're not supporting them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's funny because I just had a conversation like that with Barry Williams. He, you know, Barry Williams, the videographer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really good friend of mine. And anytime he gets super stressed out, he calls me and I talk him down. And he feels better and then he goes back to work because he stays working. But I told him that he's like, people keep hitting him up. Oh, you need to put me on. Or they were talking about how J. Cole went and put people in Fayetteville on and stuff like that. And, like, I told him, I was like, somebody's going to always say that. That's because they see you did all this hard work and because supposedly y'all friends, you're going to help them out. No. They got to bust their tail just like you did. It's not about putting you on now. If you want me to put in a good word for you, I need to see you bust your tail just as hard as I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like you helping somebody out. You putting a good word for them, and then somebody give them a chance, and they're crap. And that was bad on you. Like, so you want me to ruin my career and my life just to help you out?
No way, because you wouldn't do it for me. And that's how people look at it. Like, oh, she's not helping me out. No, it's really not like that. It's just for the fact that You know, you lose friends too when it comes to that, because I don't have so many friends. Like, oh, get me in the door. And I'm just like, let me get my foot in the door to make sure it's legit, because what if I fall? Then you're going to fall with me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to
see
what's
like
going
I did
on.
You wrong.
Exactly. So I'm just like, man, it's just, you have to really do for yourself, because these people, it's like, when it comes to modeling, people think that everybody, even models, are their friends, and you have to understand you're beneficial to everybody that's around you. They're not bothering with you if they didn't feel that you weren't going to bring some type of money to the table, or they're going to help push you to some money to where they're going to be able to even have bragging rights. Everybody has motive when it comes to the entertainment business or why they even
exactly.
associate or affiliate with you. And that's what
people
a lot of people
don't
understand.
I do it for love. You do it for, yeah, but they have never seen. But of course, but there's more too. What kind of? Oh, I just want you to make sure you promote me. You know, that, even if that's money, they want you to promote. They want you to be, you know, promoting them and stuff. So again, at the end of the day, I know I ain't gonna say that. Like I'm fake. Like, oh, I do it for love, but I do it because at the end of the day, I at least want the person to, you know, let people know, hey, you should rock with this dude. That's all. That really, to me, is payment enough for me. If people can do that consistently, that's enough payment for me.
And that's completely understandable. Like, I tell people all the time, like, I do not mind throwing out names and numbers. Like, photographers, people that own magazines, they tell me all the time, oh, you know, such and such, that if they work as hard as you, send them my way. I have no problem networking with other people. Like, I love doing it. Just because of the fact that I love meeting people. But when you ask me to help you out and I set stuff up for you and I let you know what's going on and you don't show up or nobody hears from you or every time you turn around, it's an excuse, never again. I'm like, no, you're not doing that because that's not me. In everything I do, I make sure to give 120%. I always make sure to do that just for the simple fact that I don't like having a bad name on anything I do. At all. So why would I let somebody else do that to me?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right, so what we're going to do, we're going to come back, we're going to chop it up some more, and we're going to get your opinion too, because you didn't get to talk about the stories from today, so we're going to get your opinion on that. We come back, there's another track on the record range, this is Last 48, then we'll be back.
A new wave of taste that will stretch your imagination. A taste so smooth, so refreshing, so irresistible. Your only choice will be catch it. Catch the wave.
I'm saying though.
What she
cares. But, it's when I was standing, I want you to know I'm planning all kinds of schematics, trying to make this work and reprimanding any notions that you have of me not being serious. The fact that E. Murphy called to say that you're delirious. I've got love for you to go beyond a 16 and tripling that. I hope you understand you're the girl of my dreams. I'm keen on you like the teacher out of Tokyo, been trying to put the effort in. You know I'm not comatose. Money's on my mind, there's no alteration. At the same time, there's a section where your beauty has some placement. Heavy statement I make that can change your name. Soak the flame that I claim in my heart to maintain. Look, I'm quite sane when I make that proclamation. Mind is super clear, not an inkling of condensation. Cloud nine is where I met without a drop of precipitation. Anytime that we convert, simply put, you're amazing. One in a million, I ain't talking about Aaliyah. I'm hollering at the shy lights, tell me, have you seen us? They say women come a dime a dozen, but for you, I'll put a quarter down and tell the loving I don't need ya. I mean, I only need one woman in my life, outside of my family, and that she was my future wife. I've got my homegirls and female fans, but technically, I'm thankful for them all, but I view you as a necessity. You held me down when I couldn't find my gravity. Figuratively speaking, I mean, you know how hard life can be. Yet you keep me smiling every time I get some contact. I don't do drugs, but ironically, you're like my weed stash. And I'm just trying to catch a flight on your Southwest. Conversations with me are more alleviates the stress. Even an atheist,
about you no more. I'm sorry. Oh yeah, I did. While I was doing this, I happened to see you retweet whatever I said, and then also say you were excited. So yeah, shout out to you. You know exactly who you are. I'm out.
All right, we're back, everyone. We had some quick technical difficulties there, but we're back in the building. Ooh, Lord.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, the forces of evil trying to get me to that, Lord. Woo-wee. But we're back, and that was my boy, Michael Waver's other track, Last 48. And we got my girl, Miss Diamond, on the show yesterday, who's exiting his camp. So, I'm going to put you on the spot about that, too, you know, because Michael Wade did a lot of bragging about you last week. So, we're going to hear you bragging a little bit about him. So, tell us a little bit about Michael Wade as far as how it was working with him in that video.
It was fun. When we first sat down to get all the ideas and stuff together, we met at Barnes & Noble. And sat down, and it was like all the creativity just flowed right out. It was really, really easy working with him. And it was pretty much the same way when we did this last video together, Who You Are. And, like, I love that one, except the fact that it was freezing outside when we did it. But, it's always really, really good working with him. He keeps saying over and over he wants to get me to do a track with him. I don't know about all that, but I love working with him. And, like, even the rest of the guys from Outer Limits, like, they're hilarious. But, like, me and Michael, we became really, really good friends after doing Love Affair. Like, we can talk to each other about anything now. Like, it's like pretty much having another brother.
Yeah, cause, I mean, like I said, I like it because it doesn't, it's authentic, you know. It makes us really believe, like, man, there are a couple. It makes you really believe that for a little bit. You're like, okay, I must be a couple or something. It really reels you in to make you think of how the chemistry of it was just so nice. And a lot of people don't do that so well.
Yeah, it was like after we sat down and watched the video after everything, like, we were shocked that it came out so good, because something we was just thinking up, like, on the fly, like, we had the whole idea put together, but it was still, you still had to improvise and think on your feet when certain things didn't go the way we wanted, or something like that. Like, and the finishing project, we got so much feedback from it, I was completely shocked. Like, I was nervous the whole time. I was completely nervous doing that video.
but like I said, it just goes back into the fact that you are the girl next door, you know, that when you watch the video, and then you mix up your style. You don't just keep it. It goes back to modeling. You don't just, oh, I'm going to do eye candy. It just goes back to that. You don't just stay in one realm, and that's what I like about your stuff.
Thank you.
Most definitely. You are down there.
I'm about to put you on blast again, and this time I'm going to be a bad photographer, but you got to think quick. You cannot... You got to do the first thing that comes in your mind. So when I say something, I want you to associate with something as one word. You got to think real quick.
Oh, crap.
Okay, so when I say something, you give me that one word, or not necessarily one word, you give me something that matches that real quick, okay? So I'll start. You're ready. That's fair. Okay. Let's go ahead and get my little favorite Jeopardy music up ready, so you can be ready. Just so you won't be trying to move slow. That makes it you move real quick. Okay. Let's do it. Okay. Ready, set, go. Okay, first one is favorite food.
Italian.
Favorite clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite what?
Favorite clothes.
Ooh, crap. vintage.
Favorite hairstyle.
Favorite what?
Hairstyle.
Oh. Don't ask me nothing about hair. I hate hair. I'm still getting used to my hair being natural. I don't have a favorite style.
Okay, here we go. Another one. You got to think quick. Favorite song.
Song?
Your favorite. Mm-hmm. Your favorite song is out right now.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of one off that.
Oh.
I can't.
Oh, wait, you know what? Hold on. Where are my those crickets? I'm gonna get those crickets after you. Yeah, now the crickets are like, you know what, the crickets always want to work.
I listen to mostly old school than I do new school, so I can't really off that throw out.
Okay, so it's old school. They never saw the old school.
Oh, my favorite old school song is Finally by C.C. Peterson.
Okay. Yeah, I know this gets something out of you. I knew I'd get it out of you. Okay, so let's see. I'll give you one more. All right. Yeah, you ready to answer it very quick? So I like to reel it up. Come all the way back from it. Favorite moment of 2012.
Favorite moment of 2012 when my fiance proposed to me.
Where did he propose to you? Do you have like a violinist playing?
No. We wasn't even together when he did it. I was at boot camp. I was in the military and he sent me a letter and that's how he did it.
That's
nice, though.
That's so different. Thank you. Always together. And that's crazy. My brother did something. He did something. What did he do? Just something along those lines. He had my little niece who ain't even 1 year old yet. This box. It said, she had a lot of rummages box. She rummaged through it and got to something and didn't know where it was. And ended up finding out that it was the engagement ring for her.
Aww.
So that was a lot. And that child there, he's about as crazy as me. So, oh, Lord. Just imagine her rummaging through the whole box. It's something else. All right, so as I see, we're going to come to a close here in a moment. And I'm going to go ahead and go to, because I see somebody from 910. And just in case they want to say something, I have to go to their line. Call for 910, first number 4. You on Life at Dusk Live. What's up? Okay, I think 910 just listening. I'm going back, put them back in the queue. All right. Now, as far as giving everybody a quick tidbit, just to kind of summarize, if you can summarize who Ms. Diamond is in 30 seconds, who is Ms. Diamond?
You asking me to do that?
Yes. Summarize yourself in 30 seconds, who is Ms. Diamond?
I can't really describe myself in 30 seconds. That's like putting a cat in a shoebox. I would say I'm an outgoing, very loving person. I try to be as down to earth as possible. That's all I can really think of. It's not really that much to describe myself.
Let me show you how to do this, son. Let me show you how to. I got you. Let me show you how you do this. It's how you do it. All right, it's your boy, Sonny J. What is, please tell me myself about it, 30 seconds. I'm crazy, off the chain. I do one of the best radio shows in the planet. Life and Just Live, my girl, Tara Lamont, and my girl, Keisha Diva, and also running DeathSpot.com, EyesOfDivine.com. Heck, we're doing it up. I just want to big up everybody that supports me, everything I do. And I also want y'all to remember that I'm always going to be that crazy mofo, no matter what. There you go. Bam.
That's like a resume.
Yeah, but I was 30 seconds. See, I was 30 seconds.
I used to do that. Maybe next time I'll be able to do all that.
I'm just showing y'all. Okay, so I want you to let everybody know how they can find you.
You can reach me on Twitter at 21Diamonds with a Z. You can find me on Facebook, of course. That's Miss Diamond. Yes, it's a dot after S. Or you can check me out on OuterLimits.com/Miss Diamond.
Now, I didn't ask you this, and I'm glad it's in my mind now where I have you so we can know. How did you get the name Miss Diamond? I'm glad I asked that.
I thought that was going to be the first thing you was going to ask me.
You know, my brain be working in mysterious ways.
I thought that was going to be your first question. What made me choose that name personally was because I felt as though I went through so much growing up and finally getting older and everything. Like, it was like I came out. Based on my situations and stuff and everything that I've been through, I came out really, really good, and I still shine bright because of it. And that's what made me
like
choose
a diamond.
you ain't like Rihanna, but going Rihanna, Okay, so as we get come to a close, I want to remind everybody, if you miss any part of the show, you can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/CityJ. Go there and find the episode for today, which is with my girl, Miss Diamond. That's the one that says model at 21 Diamonds. That's the show there. It even has a little convenient button to have the show be able to be listened to on iTunes. You get to tune in the radio app on your phone, go to Life at Just Station, favorite it, so you can listen to all the shows on there. And again, Ms. Diamond, I just want to thank you for coming through because, you know, it's just a great look to have a lot of great people who don't support them and putting the show and have fun with us.
No problem at all. And it was nice talking to both of you. I loved it.
Thank you. We appreciate it. You're so down to earth, man. Stay like that. Keep that personality. It's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Well, definitely. Now, mind you, now, Tara, let everybody know how they can find you, Tara Lamoskay.
Okay, Lamoskay. All right, y'all can find me on Twitter at Taryn Lamon. That's TarynLyymon. Facebook, Taryn Lamon. Instagram, same thing. Also, you guys check out my profile on I Am So Divine, you know, the Dust Spot. Y'all check that stuff out because I'm going to start doing my blog post every week again on there. So we're going to get it popping. So, yeah.
All right. Ms. Diamond, let them know how they can find you.
I just did it.
So, you know,
I'm just kidding.
Okay, so I'm going to remind you guys that you find me, of course, it's Ceddie J. Dustin. If you type it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever, you're pretty much going to find me. And again, you know, I just wanted to just go out with one thing before we get ready to go out here is just continually the display that you see what Turner was telling y'all, you see what Miss Donna was telling y'all over and through his hurting and demon and stuff that you got to be serious about. You take everything as far as summarizing everything she said. You got to be serious about your craft. You got to do your research. And you got to be willing to support people and make sure it's not just, don't just do it just to, oh, you want to get some money out of it. Because like you said, and Ms. Diamond, you put it perfectly, because a lot of people, they come in this game just for money, and then every time they feel like they get miserable because they only try to make money, and so when they're not, they get, you know, they're just not into it as bad anymore.
Very true.
So I appreciate you for saying that, because I preach people all day long, but I let people say it, so it don't seem like I'm just saying it to say that. It took out the side of my head. So we want to go ahead and give her a hand for coming through. And
definitely.
We're rolling out, everybody. Remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, whatever J or whatever
T
or whatever
this diamond
or whatever you, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life and Death Live. Of course, y'all know Friday shows, the Let's Talk War music shows. That's when I shut the heck up, play music, and, man, you get to hear a lot of music from the shows, past shows, current shows, whatever. You can hear it all right there. And we're rolling out, y'all. Next week, be on the show. We have my boy D. Heath on Monday show. I can't wait to talk to him. He's doing a lot of big things, and he's from the BK too. Speaking of which, the BK, and
Oh, wow. On
Wednesday we got my girl from DMV, my girl Kate Temptress, my old Kate Temptress in the building. So I can't wait. It's gonna be crazy. And again, you know, I want to say something else about Jersey. That person did something in Jersey earlier. They are not a depiction of Jersey people. Don't let them fool you. All right, y'all. We rolling on out in the words of Chris Brown. Deuces.
Yo. Holla.